I am merely passing through the town tonight to discharge a matter which has been long in my mind. My errand is now completed, and I go pleased and a little proud, and you will never see me again. There is a paper attached to the sack, which will explain everything. Good night, madam. The old lady was afraid of the mysterious big stranger, and was glad to see him go. But her curiosity was roused, and she went straight to the sack and brought away the paper. It began as follows: To be published, or The Right Man Sought Out by Private Inquiry, Either Will Answer. This sack contains gold coin weighing 160 pounds 4 ounces.
Mercy on us, and the door not locked.
Mrs. Richards flew to it, all in a tremble, and locked it, then pulled down the window shades, and stood frightened, worried, and wondering if there was anything else she could do toward making herself and the money more safe. She listened a while for burglars, then surrendered to curiosity, and went back to the lamp and finished reading the paper. I am a foreigner, and am presently going back to my own country, to remain there permanently. I am grateful to America for what I have received at her hands during my long stay under her flag, and to one of her citizens, a citizen of Hadleyburg, I am especially grateful for a great kindness done me a year or two ago. Two great kindnesses, in fact. I will explain. I was a gambler. I say I was. I was a ruined gambler. I arrived in this village at night, hungry and without a penny. I asked for help, in the dark. I was ashamed to beg in the light. I begged of the right man. He gave me $20. That is to say, he gave me life, as I considered it. He also gave me fortune, for out of that money I have made myself rich at the gaming table. And finally, a remark which he made to me has remained with me to this day, and has at last conquered me, and in conquering has saved the remnant of my morals. I shall gamble no more. Now I have no idea who that man was, but I want him found, and I want him to have this money, to give away, throw away, or keep, as he pleases. It is merely my way of testifying my gratitude to him. If I could stay, I would find him myself. But no matter, he will be found. This is an honest town, an incorruptible town, and I know I can trust it without fear. This man can be identified by the remark which he made to me. I feel persuaded that he will remember it. And now my plan is this. If you prefer to conduct the inquiry privately, do so. Tell the contents of this present writing to anyone who is likely to be the right man. If he shall answer, "I am the man, the remark I made was so and so," apply the test, to wit, open the sack, and in it you will find a sealed envelope containing that remark. If the remark mentioned by the candidate tallies with it, give him the money, and ask no further questions, for he is certainly the right man. But if you shall prefer a public inquiry, then publish this present writing in the local paper, with these instructions added, to wit, 30 days from now, let the candidate appear at the town hall at 8 in the evening, Friday, and hand his remark in a sealed envelope to the Reverend Mr. Burgess, if he will be kind enough to act. And let Mr. Burgess there and then destroy the seals of the sack, open it, and see if the remark is correct. If correct, let the money be delivered with my sincere gratitude to my benefactor thus identified. Mrs. Richards sat down, gently quivering with excitement, and was soon lost in thinkings, after this pattern. What a strange thing it is! And what a fortune for that kind man who set his bread afloat upon the waters! If it had only been my husband that did it, for we are so poor, so old and poor! Then, with a sigh, "But it was not my Edward.